You've been very outspoken for equality in sports between men and women. What are some of the ways in soccer in which you think women's teams have not been treated equally?
Well, in every single possible way. I mean, you name it, and a woman's team has not been treated equally. I mean, not just pay and not just medical coverage and retirement plans. There's so many things that I could talk about. But what I think is important for not just me, and a reason why I got impassioned about this later in my career, was I started to like see the end of the road. And then I started to think, well, what's going to happen to me next? What am I going to do next? And when I looked across the aisle and I thought about what the other men in my position would be thinking if they were me, I was thinking about some of the other men that had played and won FIFA Player of the Year and then won medals and whatnot. And not one of those guys would ever have to work if they didn't want to for the rest of their life. And look, I'm not here to say, gosh, I wish I didn't have to work. That's not what this is about. That's just about being treated equal, right? And having the same opportunity that my counterparts would have had. And it's a sad truth. And you know, women's sports has come such a far way. You know, in 1972, our president enacted into law Title IX, which gave so many more rights to women who not just wanted to play sports. In fact, the law was enacted because there was a ton of women who wanted to become doctors. You know, they didn't want to just be a nurse. They wanted to become a doctor. So, in fact, Title IX was put into law for that reason. And a massive, amazing byproduct that came out of it was that it really impacted women's sports and college sports more specifically. And I'm a byproduct of Title IX. We need to have women in more powerful positions that are making decisions, right? So when that 10-year-old girl is looking up and wondering, what can I do and what do I want to be when I get older? She has the opportunity to do and be whatever she wants. And that's something I'm proud of. Being a pro athlete, when I was growing up as a 10-year-old, it wasn't really an option. Not until 1999, when the women won the World Cup, did it kind of become a viable option to do something after you got out of college. And so I want that 10-year-old girl to look up and be able to feel and actually do whatever she wants. And then more importantly than that 10-year-old girl, I want that 10-year-old boy that she goes to school with to be able to look at her and to be able to say, she can do whatever she wants.
I want to thank you so much for talking with us, and thank you for writing as openly as you did about your life in the book and for talking with us today.
Thanks, Terry. I really appreciate it.
Abby Wambach's new memoir is called Forward. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.